Perhaps you're one of the people who have thought about selling your business. Our guest up this week is an expert in that field and has a new book to tell us about. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Paul Martin is on the line with us. He is one of the authors involved in a new book out that will help physical therapists, actually a lot of healthcare professionals in our field, determine the best way to go about marketing and possibly selling their practice. Paul Martin, welcome to PT Talker this week.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, congratulations. Now, let's just get a little bit of background. Paul, you are the owner of Martin Healthcare Associates, and you have been out there working with physical therapists. Are you a physical therapist yourself?
I am a physical therapist by background, although I have not been involved in patient care since about 1993. Been completely on the business side of therapy since the mid-90s.
Yeah, and helping, obviously, your clients are physical therapists who ask you to help them better run their business, and it sounds like over the last decade or so, you have been involved in and gathering information on how physical therapists could maybe best go about marketing their business from a sales standpoint. So tell us a little bit about the book that you've just been involved with.
Yeah, no, that's correct. We work with companies both on the development of their business as well as on the sale process. So we always say that when we're working with a company, we can kind of see the end before we get, when we start in the beginning or mid-stage. But the book was a book authored by Brian Tracy, and I was one of the co-authors of the book and wrote a chapter on the what we would consider the enhanced process of selling a healthcare service company. Enhanced
right.
Meaning that we believe that the process used that we've outlined and that we use with all of our clients will get you a better price and most importantly better terms than just selling your business on your own or selling your business with some other process.
Right. Now, the book is titled The Ultimate Success Guide. I'm looking at a copy of it right here online. It is available from Amazon. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And it's I'm sure it's working its way up the charts. So let's talk about a little bit about what's going on in our industry today regarding trends for mergers and acquisitions. Who are the buyers out there right now?
Yeah, right now we really, here in our firm, we're seeing very much of what you might consider a seller's market, meaning that there are far less sellers than there are buyers.
Okay.
That's unique, especially in this market, as there has been periods of time when there have been very few buyers. And one of the things we say here, and part of the enhanced process, is that the only time you can sell your business or have find a partner for your business is when there are buyers. And certainly in the industry right now, there are many buyers. Really leading the way are the two publicly traded companies, and that's with USPT and Select Medical. But after those two large companies, there are a number of other companies, eight other companies, that have recently been backed by private equity. And any time private equity comes in and invests in a company, the dynamic that takes place is there's a thirst for growth. And so all of these companies are under fairly significant pressure to grow. In a private equity-backed company, it's not unusual for the private equity firm to state a growth goal of doubling the size of the company in 2, 3 to 5 years.
Right. Now, just for our listeners out there, maybe, and of course they're busy seeing patients every day, they may not understand what private equity actually means. Give us a quick definition.
Yeah, private equity are essentially groups that have pulled together money from a variety of sources, and what they do is they invest most typically in a majority portion of these larger rehabilitation companies or other service companies or any other companies, and they then utilize their capital and at times some executives they may bring in from the outside to drive growth in a company, and then they're looking to exit in a 3 to 5 year period by selling that business then to a strategic buyer or potentially to a larger private equity firm that may specialize in taking businesses from, let's say, $100 million to $500 million. So the majority of the companies that we've seen that are private equity-backed in the rehab industry are somewhere between $25 million and $100 million in revenue. And so they've now been backed by private equity, so the driving financial piece of these companies and the strategy is coming from private equity. And without growth, a private equity firm really has no return. You know, they're all
right,
looking to get returns.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe one question that might be going through some of our listeners' mind is it, and this may not be the right way to ask the question, but is it better or worse for the seller to sell to private equity versus any of the other options that might be over there, the local hospital that may be sniffing around, or to another small physical therapy group? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, the reality is that private equity is looking for businesses that have somewhere in a range of 2 to 2.5 million in EBITDA. That's earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization. So that's the bottom line cash flow. So these are companies that are somewhere in a range of 8 to 10 million in revenues and up. And there's really a very limited number of those size companies in the industry. So to companies that meet that criteria, 8 to 10 million plus in revenues, you know, depending upon the expertise that is brought by the private equity group, depending upon the way the deal is structured, it can be a nice because you get a double exit. You exit upon selling somewhere between 70 and 80% of the business, but then you maintain ownership in the business, and there would be another exit down the road once the business grows. In terms of companies of that size, as well as smaller companies, the large strategic companies currently in the industry are offering very similar structures to a private equity deal. Over the last 5 years, every company that we have been a part of in this sale and investment process has been a sale of less than 100% of the business.
Okay.
So all of the companies that we've been involved in have sold less than 100%, continuing as partners, whether it's a strategic buyer, which is a large company doing the same thing that you know, we as in rehab companies do, or a private equity group. They've all been that. So they're all taking that strategy as a way to keep owners engaged in the ultimate growth of the business.
So what are some of the things then? Should a physical therapist out there maybe has several clinics or is in that revenue size range that you're speaking about, and they've decided, you know what, maybe it's time for me to look at my company from this perspective. What are some of the things they can do to get ready?
Sure. Well, the first thing that I would tell you that they shouldn't do is to seek an acquirer and to go to that acquirer, provide information to that acquirer in order to find out how much the business is worth or kind of what a deal might look like. You want to fully prepare the company properly before you engage in exchanging any information with any of the buyers in the industry. And that's because buyers in this industry are pros at buying companies. We and, you know, as and not we, but, you know, as a business owner of a rehabilitation business, you are not a pro at selling your company. So the most important thing is preparing for that. And we believe that the best preparation step is to have the business properly valued and to go through a strategic planning process on what are the steps necessary to fully prepare the business so that when the acquirers look at the business, it's shown in its best light and the timing is right, and you're fully prepared for that event.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously want to maximize the value of the company, too, for all those years of hard work and sweat equity.
Of course.
Sure.
Of course.
So is that something that the book would help point the way, would help shine some light on what some of those steps would be?
It does. And, you know, the key facts are that, you know, number one, the buyers in the industry are pros. You know, the second thing that's really important that we discuss is that price is not nearly as important as the structure. And in the enhanced process, we really get into lining up companies and acquirers, looking at what deals that have been offered in terms of cash and note and how much equity do you retain and are they buying AR and is there a working capital guarantee, et cetera, to really find out what's the true value of these offers. And the only way to do that is to properly prepare the company and to put it into the market 100% confidentially. So structure is much more important than price. And then the other real important key is that you want to make sure that you're exposing the business 100% confidentially to all acquirers that are qualified, as opposed to going, you know, to just one company that may contact you. That's a mistake, and we see companies make that mistake, and then lots of times we may get a call, you know, a year later finding out that, you know, the deal never closed, but they had no other options, and so we don't advocate just going to one company, but running a process and making sure you expose confidentially to all qualified acquirers.
Sure, to create some demand, it sounds like, as well.
Correct.
Yeah. So the second, I don't know, what did you call it? Second bite of the apple. I've heard it referred to, but the second sale. That sounds intriguing. I would think that would be important for some of these owners to keep in mind. Give us a little bit of clarity on that.
It's really important, and the key with that is making sure that you've chosen the right partner. And what we always say is that if you're maintaining a 20% equity position in the business going forward, so you've sold 80% of your company, you're going to keep 20%, that what you've received for that 80%, you should be able to receive that equal amount when you sell your 20% somewhere 3 to 5 years down the road. That then you know you've chosen the right partner, you've achieved some significant growth, and you've really gotten a significant value for your company, much more than if you sold your business at 100% for the value when you started with the acquirer. So, and that the structure on that 20% is also really, really important in that you want to make sure that there's a mechanism for you to be able to liquidate and sell that 20% equity position, and you want to make sure that the terms are set right on how you're going to sell it. You don't want to own a 20% piece of a rehabilitation company because there's no buyer out there for that 20% piece.
Right.
So in our process, we very carefully look at what is the structure of that 20% and how do you, at some point in time, exit from that 20% and be paid for that 20%.
Right. And doesn't that typically happen if the entire organization would be sold again, the value of that stock would be received when it's sold?
That's one mechanism. But if that's the only mechanism, and I own a 20% share of a business, and I have a five-year employment agreement, and at the end of the 5 years, they don't renew my employment agreement, I'm now separated from the company, yet I may have a 20% ownership in this LLC that may roll up to a large company.
Yeah.
There's nothing that I can do with that unless I've built in a mechanism. And we've talked to companies that have sold their businesses, and they don't have a mechanism for that 20%. An acquirer would love to do that because they don't want to be forced to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the structure that we think is really, really important, especially in the current market.
Very good. All right. We've been talking to Paul Martin. He is the author of the chapter within the book, Ultimate Success Guide, called Enhanced Process of Selling in Healthcare Service Companies. And, Paul, you are the owner of Martin Healthcare Associates, been around in the physical therapy industry for a long time, well-respected. Everybody knows your face, I'm sure, once they get online and take a look at the cover of the book. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Jeff.
Yeah, and we're thrilled that you took a moment to out of your busy day to be the expert for PT Talker this week. And I want to remind all of our listeners that it is absolutely free, no charge, to become a subscriber at pttalker.com. Or, and you'll receive an email every time we submit a new guest, such as Paul Martin, or you can certainly just check it out or put us on the RSS feed, as well as subscribe to iTunes. So this is Jeff Worrell. I hope that you have found this information helpful. And should you want to pick up the book, I know it's available, The Ultimate Success Guide, at Amazon.com. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.